Welcome to the Baxter Building.
We make a point to do family dinner every week. Sunday at 7, on the dot, no matter what. We're all here.
Herbie, how's that sauce coming?
Yeah, I'll be the judge of that.
Okay. Okay, is this guy good or what?
I want to add a couple cloves of garlic. Not because it's not delicious, I just want to add a little bit of zip, okay?
T-5.
Before we went up the first time, you couldn't turn invisible. Ben wasn't a rock.
The best pilot in the world right here.
Yeah. Best looking, he means.
And Johnny never caught fire.
Ben has always been a rock. Johnny is Johnny.
Hi.
And I am right here. Whatever life throws at us, we'll face it together. As a family.
Hello, welcome to the latest edition of Third Degree Burn. I am part of your team of expert analysts looking at the Fantastic Four new movie trailer. Say hello, Nigel.
Hello, Nigel.
Say hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Say hello, Tim.
Hello, Tim.
We are here today to look at the newly released Fantastic Four trailer from Marvel Studios that has generated a lot of internet buzz. You know, if you follow anyone online or you follow any YouTubers that are into comic book movies and television shows, this one really generated a lot of talk, you know, positive and negative. So we're here to give our kind of two cents as Burn addicts, you know, who is obviously very famous for his run in the Fantastic Four. And we have Marvel's first family coming into the fold.
Well, I'm excited. Let's play this thing.
3, 2, 1, play.
We see a cityscape, a boardroom, person walking along the scaffolding.
I like the look of the, yeah, I like the look of the everything, the aesthetic.
Very chintzy.
Yeah, it's hard to place initially. This looks very modern right now.
Yeah.
People talking and high-fiving.
The effects look good.
I was watching the wrong trailer. I was watching the Josh Trank Fantastic Four. Oops.
Did you say, David, you were watching the Fan4Stick?
Yeah, the Fan4Stick. I'm like, wait a minute. Why does this look so familiar?
Yeah, right?
That was painful. I'm just
right here.
All right, Chris has joined us.
All right. Hi, Chris. Hello, Christopher. Let's go around the clock here. Clockwise, we'll start with Nigel. And just give us your first impression.
It looks interesting. One or two things, look good. I liked the look of the thing. They finally perhaps nailed the look of the thing. Although I didn't particularly like the voice. I think I'd rather still have the Chiklis voice. But they've got him in the costume as well, in the full costume, which he was originally at the very beginning for about, what was it, like one issue before he stopped wearing that. So I hope he's going to lose that pretty quickly. Yeah, I prefer the thing without all the clothing on. And then... Yeah, some of the other bit. There's not enough to really be able to make a sort of accurate prediction as to whether it's going to be good or not so good. I mean, the things that I originally was a bit skeptical about when they first started talking about it and everything, I'm still not so happy with. Like, I can't take Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, I'm afraid. He's just not, he just doesn't look right. But yeah, that's something I'll have to get over, I guess. The special effects look as if they're going to be good and everything. And Galactus is certainly a better look than the gaseous cloud that we got previously. Yeah. But let's say, yeah, I'm still kind of, it could be good or not. There's not enough to go on there. But I like the retro car that you see in that clip. The fancy blue car as it zooms through the streets. That looks cool. Yeah.
I think that's the Fantastic Car.
Oh no!
Yeah,
bring back the bathtub.
Well, yeah.
Did they say who John Malkovich is playing?
I heard the Red Ghost.
By the look of that, yeah.
I heard that? Somebody said the Red Ghost.
Red Ghost.
Okay, that makes sense.
Looks like he's auditioning for Gandalf there on the clip.
Yeah. And I'm betting Natasha Lyonne is going to wind up playing the robot secretary.
Mm.
But
they may not have the robot.
What? What's that, Tim?
So they may not have the robot secretary. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the Herbie thing was just like so Jetsons.
Yeah,
I could see them doing the robot secretary. It'd make a lot of sense.
Hmm. Who's playing Alicia? Is there an Alicia?
Well, I mean, the thing is, there's Shalabal.
Yeah.
There's an actress named Sarah Niles. African American, and then like I said, Natasha Lyonne, who they haven't said who their characters are.
Who's
Shalabal? Was Doran Red, the Silver Surfer's mate on his home planet.
So she's Silver Surfer.
But she's a Silver Surfer in this one, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there will be Doran Red, from what I understand.
Yeah, but, I don't want to get too deep because we're still on Nigel, but
yeah, I'm sorry, Nigel. Go ahead.
I don't like the gender swap, the Silver Surfer, he should be a male, because his whole, ethos or premise on why he becomes a Silver Surfer, right, is to save his planet and to save the woman that he loves.
Yeah. I'm with you on that, David, 100%. Yeah. I mean, we didn't see anything about the surfer there, but yeah, I was never on with that one when I heard about it. I thought, no. And then for it to be Shalabal as well, no. I don't like that idea. Yeah. But, I've seen a visual of what she looks like. It looks good, but it should still be male, I think, yeah, in the case of the surfer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, David, what'd you think?
I'm excited. I think I said it on this podcast a year or two ago that I think it was when Fox, was acquired by Disney, that, it made perfect sense for them to relaunch the Fantastic Four and to have them set the movie in the 60s, which is what they've done. And that makes a convenient escape for why they weren't involved in the Marvel movies right over the last 20 years. Give or take a few years, because they were off somewhere else, whether that was in some other multiverse or some place, but that explains their absence from all these different events. So I think this is just me speculating, but I think that's what we're going to see either in the first movie. If it's successful, then we'll probably see it in the second movie, but something is going to happen where they're gone. And it's been long enough that it's plausible that the characters don't talk about it, in any of the movies that we've seen, because it's been decades. and people just assume that the Fantastic Four is gone. I've always liked the Fantastic Four, you know, because at least for me personally, family is a big thing. So I've always really enjoyed the family dynamic that the Fantastic Four has between Sue and Johnny, right, being brother and sister, and then Reed being husband to Sue. You know, I've always liked that kind of dynamic of, you know, the internal conflict, but they're still, you know, equally great in their own way. So I, in my head, I'm saying a little prayer that I hope this movie does really well. And I'm sorry that I was watching the Josh Trank 2015 trailer, because you know what's funny is everybody poo-poos the early 2000s, you know, Fantastic Four films. But I'll tell you, my wife and I both really liked them when they came out.
Yeah,
and so I watched them, and I watched them with our kids. Right, this was last year, so they would have been 10 and 6, and they really liked them. So people can say whatever they want. Those films are good. They're fun. They're clean. You know, it's good entertainment, you know, good family entertainment where it's got enough action to keep everyone from the adults to the kids involved. And, you know, it's funny, the older I've gotten and now having kids, it's so hard to find stuff now that appeals to both adults and to kids. So I hope this movie does that same kind of thing of stressing the family, it being good and, you know, uplifting and enjoyable for adults and kids. Because I think in my mind, that's always what the Fantastic Four has been about. You know, not the dark and gritty and, you know, a lot of violence. You know, it's just, it's fun, might be suspenseful. There might be big stakes, but you know, in the end, they all come together to solve the problem.
Yeah, it does look bright and hopeful, which is very different from kind of this superhero stuff you've been getting lately. But Brian, what do you and Chris think?
Well, I watched the trailer the day that it was released, and the way I felt about it then is completely different from the way I feel about it now. I actually was not like really big on it at first. I was kind of bummed about Ben in that they were going with the guy's natural voice. And at first I was like not really big into the look of them. But then of course it all comes back to the fact that they've got him in a full body costume, and I'm sure it's going to get blown away in the first battle or something, and then we'll get to see the you know, ever loving blue eyed thing the way he's supposed to be. But the more I get, the more I thought about it, I always liked the actor, Evan Mosbach. Is it Evan Mosbach?
Mosbach.
Yeah, and I really like him in the other stuff I've seen him, even on The Bear. He's awesome there.
Punisher,
and then, of course, Andor. And so, you know, seeing him doing this, yes, like I can, when I hear his voice, I see his face. And I think that it's going to have to take, you know, getting into the movie to get past that. But beyond it, no, it works. It works. The other thing I like about it is that, and that you guys were, you didn't say it outright, but the thing that it gives me the biggest reminder of is Tomorrowland. And I don't know if you guys really saw that aesthetic there, but that seems to be the aesthetic they're going for.
I agree. What I noticed through watching the trailer is a lot of this story and how it's going to unfold from just the snippets we've been given. I feel like Sue is really going to be a lot bigger in this story than I think most of us really imagine, because she's the one who's holding that together. I think that the family together.
One thing that I was wondering about was, you know, is they were sitting there kind of describing them, and they talked about how Ben's always been the rock. And then, of course, it leads into the idea of Sue being invisible to Reed. And this is a problem that they have in the Tim Story Fantastic Four movies, is that, you know, that's how Sue always felt around Reed, like he just couldn't see her. And I don't know that I want them to go through that same thing again, but it seems like maybe that's the road they're going down.
But there's also Johnny. Whenever it showed Johnny, just for the few seconds that we got to see him, he was an adventurous little guy flying up to space.
Yeah, I love that. That's actually my favorite scene in the whole trailer, is when he goes up there and the flame goes off and he's just kind of
floating.
That moment before and he starts falling back.
I think that reveals a real key aspect to him, and that's just how adventurous Johnny really is. He's young. He's got his whole life ahead of him, and he now has the powers to be able to fly up to space by himself. I think it really shows where they're going to try and drive his character. Reed, I mean, just this little snippet we got to see of him, he was doing equations.
Yeah, they didn't really give us enough for Reed.
And I think that's something they're going to be very careful on, and I don't blame them for that, because everyone's already a little hesitant upon Pedro Pascal taking on the role of Reed Richards. But I'm not going to lie, I think he can do it.
Oh, I know he can do it.
And I really want to see what he will do with
it. I've seen him play 10 different characters in the last 10 years, and they've all been so different from each other. So yeah, I mean, the guy could do anything
but he wants to. Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm just feels right. I like her as Sue Storm more than I like Jessica Alba, and by a fair margin too. I think that she's really going to be what helps drive this film to be a lot better.
I hope she has more personality than she showed in the trailer.
How dare you?
Because it almost seemed like she was very reserved. Alba,
no, she felt more motherly.
I think Jessica Alba's great in other roles, and I didn't think she was bad in Fantastic Four. I think I will forever be stricken by the stigma of her complaining about the role, like complaining of the fact she was told to cry pretty.
That's wrong.
And I mean, it's wrong to be told that, but it's also wrong to sit there and complain about it while you're on a press tour. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just me. I could be wrong.
I'd say she's allowed to voice her opinion on it.
Well, yeah, but you may wait 5-10 years before you sit
separate the artist from the art. Okay.
Yeah, that's. I'd like to, but there they were,
some right
there
on
at the easel.
But.
Don't get me wrong. I loved her in Sin City. I thought she was awesome in Sin City and Dark Angel and, you know, a lot of other stuff she's done. And again, I'm not complaining about the job that she did in Fantastic Four. I'm just saying that she, you know, if she hadn't said anything about it, I wouldn't have a bad taste in my mouth. But I got a bad taste in my mouth because of that.
But anyway,
20 years later, you still have a taste in your mouth?
Yeah, you know.
Man, but that lingered.
Yeah, well, it's mostly
the grudge.
But
talking about holding a candle.
But I'm uniquely excited for this film. Now, here's one thing I want to add on to it that makes me a little hesitant about it. Marvel wants to release it on the exact same day that Superman comes out, and I think that is a horrible idea. And the reason why is I just think that Superman's going to be a bigger film. I think it's going to have a lot more audience.
The Snyder fans that are down on Superman went nutso watching the Fantastic Four trailer to bump up its numbers. So it already has like 200 million views or 200. It's basically got 10 times the views that the Superman trailer has already.
No, it doesn't. Superman trailer is one of the most viewed trailers of all time.
I think the Superman trailer got 20 million views. And yeah, you're going to have to look that up.
Listen to your son, Brian. You know,
I was reading the article on it earlier. What are you doing? No, that's not Google. That's YouTube.
Yeah, because we're looking up YouTube views. That's from
64 million.
That's from DC. I think both movies have a major shot at being super successful this summer. And I go back to, you know, families are clamoring for something that everyone can go see and enjoy. And if the Superman trailer is any indication, I think they're kind of turning the page back on let's go back to more of a Christopher Reeve style Superman. That is, the whole truth, justice, and the American way, and being more family friendly. I think the Fantastic Four trailer, although at a minute 30, we don't really know the full extent, I think it's taking the same kind of page of, we got to get families back to the movie theater if we're going to get, you know, the numbers that need to happen to keep these big budget movies happening. It can't be, the R-rated, although Deadpool and Wolverine was great, it's very limited in the audience that it can hit. But I know Tim's still waiting to give his insight.
Well, you guys have kind of pretty much expressed the same thing I did. I wasn't overwhelmed, but I wasn't underwhelmed. I know I've heard some people say that they were kind of like, yeah, the trailer was kind of meh, because you don't see a lot of it. But that's to be expected. What I've seen, I like. I do like the aesthetic, the design. I've heard two stories. One, I don't know if it's in the 60s or if it's in present day, but it's got a 60s vibe to it. So it's like,
I think it's in an alternate universe.
It is. 60s, it's
which separate. Is why it's got that futuristic aesthetic.
It's got a Tomorrowland look that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was smart for it not to be an origin story, that we come in, they're already established. So we kind of don't have to worry about all of that background and setup.
Is it going to be that way? Because we see Ben both as Ben Grimm and the Thing.
There'll be flashbacks, but it won't be. It'll be.
The movie is not going to be a full origin.
No, it's not going to start. It'll start with them already being established, which is fine. I like the look of the Thing. I agree. I don't like his voice. And I wonder if they might be changing it later. Maybe they haven't got the voice in, because it does need that. That's going to throw me way off. If that's the voice they keep, it needs to be much more lower gravelly, you know.
Are we going to have the Yancey Street Gang?
may have comments that I wish they had talked Pascal into shaving his mustache, but other than that, I think he'll do fine. He was doing kind of the voice we hear, he's kind of doing kind of a nerdy voice in the beginning, so we'll have to see how it comes off. I kind of wish the costumes were all the same. They all have distinct variations, and I kind of wish they were the blue and black.
Well, I think there's going to be multiple costumes.
Maybe over
the course of the movie.
I think they're only really going to have those costumes just because of all the promotional art that even came out last year during Valentine's Day. They had the same suits on.
And I wonder if that's...
they were more white, but...
More like the Future Foundation?
Well, not exact same suits, but they were pretty similar. With the Thing's voice, I might be one of the few people who doesn't mind it. Because I feel like if you talk to the Thing on the phone, you wouldn't know it's the Thing, or, you know, you'd think it's more of a normal guy until, you know, you see him in real life.
Yeah, it's hard, Chris, because in our heads, we all have this voice of what the Thing sounds like, because he's short in stature, but very wide. And so in your head, you think he has this deeper voice. But I agree with you. You know, you shouldn't preconceive that the Thing's voice, right, you know, matches his stature and size, which I've also seen some posts that say, why is the Thing so tall, you know, in their promotional images? You know, he should be shorter than Reed and Sue.
Isn't he six? Well, Hopkins got him at six something, don't they?
Yeah, I've seen both, that he should be shorter, that he should be taller, because he's supposed to go head-to-head with the Hulk. So he should be the same height as the Hulk, but then even the Hulk's stature, right, changes all the time, right? Yeah. Whether he's really tall or shorter, you know. It's so, you know, I think we'll just have to wait and see on the voice. I think Michael Chiklis, you know, I think is in the older generation's mind, right, of watching these movies, because his voice fit the Thing really well, and so it's just kind of in the zeitgeist of what he should sound like.
Well, he's always been, go back to the 60s cartoon. They had that same voice. So that voice has always been associated with the Thing and all the cartoons and the animated. Now, they didn't was do that with same Josh Trank.
Was that the same guy that did Burgermeister, Meister Burger?
I don't know. Voice-wise, I don't know.
Chris is walking off, so you won't hear you saying goodbye. So just
Sorry.
He's
mother was asking me to come down.
He and his mother are playing Marvel Rivals.
Oh my gosh. Yep. Well, you know, it's funny because I'm sure people could say the same thing about Hugh Jackman, right? Like, could Hugh Jackman's voice, you know, could he play Wolverine? And you fast forward to now, everyone accepts that that's what Wolverine sounds like. But in my comic canon head, that is not what Wolverine sounds like, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, right, and they never done... Spider-Man's a good example. They have never... I mean, he's from Queens, so he should have a Queens accent. And they never give... Usually, you know, this Marvel... They never give these Marvel superheroes a New York accent.
Tom Holland throws one on every now and then in the movies, which I thought was interesting. There's a little bit of Queens in there in the first one, in Homecoming. And then in the last one, he kept throwing it in there from time to time, but it wasn't consistent.
That's probably him just trying to do his American accent. You know, so they tend to go for
pronounced accents. Well, it seemed like when he was trying to be tough around certain people, he would throw it on, you know?
Yeah. So if we want to keep this short, do we think that this is going to pull from Byrne's run? Do we think it's going to pull from Jonathan Hickman's run? Or it's going to be its own thing? Because those are the two that really stand out outside of, you know, the Stan Lee Kirby stuff. Mm. I think there's those three are the big Fantastic Four writer.
Well, the look, obviously they're pulling from some of Byrne, but the way the Thing looks, the black and blue, or the white and blue costumes, that's all from what Byrne did. But I'm hoping the aesthetics, they'll pull some from Kirby and have some of the kind of crazy Kirby tech in here.
I think they'll have a little bit of the Kirby tech, but I think that they're really pulling from Hickman. They're going to pull from something more recent that the more recent readers are familiar with. It's just the way that they've been pushing a lot of the books and a lot of the movies and such recently.
Yeah, because there's rumor that Miles Teller is who's the bad Reed? What's his name?
Well, he was the Reed. from
the Fanforstic.
Fanforstic. I came across a picture here of
the Maker,
all four Reeds standing together. It had Miles Teller as well as Ewan Griffin and the guy that played Reed in the 90s Fantastic Four movie.
Roger Corman film. Yeah.
The Roger Corman version. I'm trying to find that now, so I can.
Yeah,
share
so the Maker is the evil Reed, if you want to call him that.
Is he like the maestro to the Hulk?
Pretty much. He's been pulling the strings for the last 15 years in different Marvel stories that kind of have a Reed Richards that is not a nice guy. You know,
is that from the Council of Reeds? Is he from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's from an alternate universe.
Not the Council of Kings. Council of Reeds.
There is a Council of Reeds, isn't there?
There is a Council of Reeds, yep.
I wouldn't know. I'm not to...
it's all the Reed Richards from across the multiverse. They get together and try to solve problems, but the Maker is not one of them. And the Maker has a helmet on.
Mm. I think I've seen him, but...
Well, I'm hoping that we know that I think at the end of this, they may not cross over, but at some point they will cross over into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, either through Secret Wars or something. And I suspect that Dr. Doom will be in the end credits of this film. He will pop up as
Yeah, that's a picture, I guess, of the Council of Reeds. But it actually has got what's his name that played him in the Doctor Strange movie, John Krasinski.
Yeah, he was pretty good. Now he kind of looks like Reed, but you know, the point. One point is that you can make him look comic accurate, but if the actor can't pull it off, so you know, I'll have to just wait and see if Pedro Pascal can act like Reed.
Things that I've heard brought up is, in today's sensibility, is it problematic that Sue Storm is with Reed Richards because there is an age gap? And I don't know if it's ever explicitly said their age gap in the comics, but he is supposed to be at least 10 to 15 years older than her.
Yeah, but that's not, I mean, I know they established that when he was going to school, he was living at the Storm's boarding house, and that's where he met Sue, but she was like a teenager, you know, 14, 15, 16, something like that. And he was already in college, and that's where they met. Now, obviously, if he was really dating her then, yeah.
But I mean, even in this movie, he's 13 years older than Vanessa Kirby.
That's not, as long as he didn't start dating her when she was 15, I think it's fine. If he started dating when he was 35 and she was 20, there's nothing wrong with
that. Maybe they should have gotten Leonardo DiCaprio to play.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I do think it's interesting. We see all of their powers. We don't see anything from Reed. We don't see him stretch. And we didn't see the Silver Surfer. We did get to see Galactus, which I thought the little bit we saw looked cool.
Yeah. And did you see the memes about it with the shadows?
Well, I'm wondering if
imagine a phallic shadow, and that's what.
Oh, okay.
Now, did the thing look at all more like George Perez or Rich Buckler's version of the thing to y'all? To me, it was almost like a mix of the two.
Yeah, he didn't look like the John Byrne thing. No,
he doesn't have enough pronounced brow, but I do like he has a brow, a pretty big one.
Yeah, that's one of the things that they've kind of got right this time, the size of the brow.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Well, and for the costume, I wonder if, I think he's all CGI. I don't think there's anybody in a suit.
Well, Ralph Ineson is I guess he's doing the voice. And if you don't know who that is, if you saw Ready Player One, he was the scumbag boyfriend of Wade's aunt, the one that stole his little haptic suit before he got blown up.
I'm sure he's doing mocap. He's just in a suit, you know, but to the point of what Nigel said is why he's in the, you know, he's wearing a shirt and trousers. If he's CGI, I can understand if he was a man in a costume, you put him in a shirt and top because it saves from having to do a full body makeup. But if he's all CGI, put him in his trunks, you know, take the shoes off, but just let him run around like that.
Well, like you say, the costume might not last too long.
It might not. Know. It might get,
we did see another clip of him running through the street. And he's still got the costume on there, but yeah, we don't know really.
Well, I want him in that. Is it issue 3 when they first get the costumes that Sue makes for him, and she puts the helmet on him, and she gives the. And as soon as he gets out of the, he rips it off. You know, because he has to go into action. Yeah. I like to see that.
He doesn't like the helmet either. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it doesn't make me think about Byrne's Fantastic Four at all from what I've seen in this clip so far. I don't think they're pulling from him if that's the case. Yeah.
Well, story-wise, we don't know. I mean,
I did like the music that was leading into that, and you can tell it was made for the movie because he even had that. And it was funny because it turned the words Fantastic Four into Beethoven's Fifth.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was cool and interesting. I need to look and see who's doing that. I was thinking it was Giacchino, but
I'm wondering if we're introducing Galactus and we're going to have the female Silver Surfer, are we going to play? Are we going to do the Lee Kirby story of her turning against Galactus and then being banished to Earth, or will they somehow drive off Galactus and she will leave with him, or will she die and then Norn Rad has to take her spot? So then we get the male Silver Surfer. And that way Galactus leaves and he can come back in others, you know, maybe he exists in all universes and he will show up in the Marvel cinematic.
I, you know, and this is my final word here, because I know we're trying to keep this short. I really hope they don't have a throwdown with Galactus in this movie. Because I feel like if you're going to fight Galactus, that's like its own movie in itself, right? Because he's this huge entity, and I don't want to get in all the backstory, but, you know, as comic book people, we know that's not something you're going to wrap up in 15 or 20 minutes in a movie. So I'm hoping that what we saw in the trailer is basically the end of the movie, you know, that he's arrived on Earth. And it's kind of this old blank moment, right? Like, who is this? And they have to, you know, in the next movie, figure out what they're going to do to battle him.
Well, that's what I'm, David, wondering, will there be a sequel to this in their own universe? Will they then, or at what point will they hop over into and merge with the Marvel universe so that everybody's in one, you know, so they meet the Avengers and all that.
The X-Men.
Yeah. The X-Men, you know, I don't know how they're going to get them in there either, so.
Well, there's talk about adamantium.
That's in the,
the Falcon, that's right, the Captain America movie, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, that, well, apparently yeah. The Celestial is made out of adamantium.
Which don't even go there.
And that's just it. In that film, I thought they turned him into granite, not adamantium.
Now they're saying it's adamantium and it's more indestructible than vibranium.
Oh, they're a shade of vibranium.
I always thought indestructible was an absolute. Anyway.
Well, anyway, okay. So we're going to try to keep this short. We just wanted to, because it come out to jump on and kind of give a quick impression. And maybe as it goes along, we'll do maybe another one of these, or obviously when the movie comes out, we'll cover that because it is very Burn related.
We know there's going to be additional trailers and they're going to show more. So I think we should.
Yeah. I would think
update.
Well, I would think that there would be a longer trailer for the Super Bowl. Maybe there will be. I don't know.
I think there's going to be a Superman Super trailer Bowl. For the Super Bowl too.
Yeah. I've heard that.
Might actually have a reason to watch the Super Bowl. If that's
Is the Super Bowl a thing in Nigel in Japan? I mean,
only to a few people. It's got like a small following, if you like, and I guess they're all into it. Well, I usually watch it actually. I'm into American football, yeah. But I don't think if you took a poll of how many actually are into it here, it wouldn't be a very big one. But I mean, yeah, I watch it. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I've only taken to watching it over the last couple of years just for the commercials and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, now you can. A lot of times you can watch those online before you don't have to watch the game. You can watch them ahead of time.
Brian, you can say it. You're a big Kendrick Lamar fan. You can tell that.
That's my son is a huge Kendrick Lamar fan.
Really?
He would give me the blow-by-blow on the whole Drake battle that they had over the last few years. And I was just like, yeah, and all this means what?
But, Brian's just hoping to see Taylor Swift.
So is my daughter.
Okay. Any?
Yeah.
Final words.
final words
on the FF trailer.
I'm actually looking forward to it. I really am looking forward to it. So
I am too, and I hope it's really good. I hope it's the family friendly, you know, kind of all ages. Everybody enjoys it because I think that's what the Fantastic Four is. We'll have to see, but I really hope that that's what it is. And it's one of those movies that, you know, you can recommend to everybody.
It looks that way. I mean, the costumes are bright. The sets are bright. Everything looks bright and hopeful and fun. And I think that's the, you know, and a good story. That's all I really want. Just have some fun with it and see the Hulk, you know, the thing smashing things.
Mm. Yeah, I'm hoping for the best.
It's not an S. It means hope.
Sorry.
That's right.
It's not an F. It means hope.
Okay, well, I think we've exhausted our comments on the Fantastic Four trailer. So
for now,
we will be back as things progress.
Till we see more. Yeah,
it's gonna be a fun year, folks.
Yeah, a lot of big films. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming on, especially Nigel. I know it's Friday night for us, and it's Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, don't tell me what happens because I want to be surprised. I mean, you're already in Saturday. I'm just saying.
He's talking to us from the future.
Yes.
Yeah.
David, and also Alrighty. It's been a while since David's been on, so it's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Yeah. You're always welcome.
Yep.
And of course, Brian.
Yep, I'm here. always.
And Brian.
Brian's always here. And Brian.
And Fetal Bomb.
So for Third Degree Burn, I am Tim Elliott.
I'm Brian Hughes.
I'm Nigel Spink.
I'm David Thompson.
Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Except for you, Nigel, you're already having it.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's true.
It's not that good.
Thanks for listening. You can find us and many other great shows at tutufreaks.com. That's TWOTRUEFREAKS.com. Third Degree Burn is spelled with the number 3, RDDEGREEBYRNE, and is part of the 22 Freaks network of shows. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just look for Third Degree Burn, spelled with the number 3, and Burn spelled BYRNE. Compliments, complaints, and recipes can be sent to gottagetburned@gmail.com. That's GOTTAGETBYRNED@gmail.com. Drop us a line and tell us how we're doing. Till next time, this has been Third Degree Burn.
Some men aren't looking for anything logical, like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.